Albert Camus is a towering figure in existentialist thought, often celebrated for his exploration of the human experience amidst life's absurdities. Emerging from the tumultuous backdrop of 20th century Europe, particularly during and after World War II, Camus addressed deep philosophical questions regarding meaning, freedom, and the human condition. While he is often associated with the absurdist movement, his contributions to moral philosophy extend far beyond mere existential angst, providing a compelling framework for understanding ethical dilemmas in our modern world. One of Camus' most influential works is The Myth of Sisyphus, in which he presents his conception of the absurd and the struggle of the human spirit. At the heart of the essay is the Greek myth of Sisyphus, condemned by the gods to eternally roll a boulder up a hill, only to watch it roll back down each time he reaches the summit. Camus draws a parallel between Sisyphus's plight and the human condition, arguing that life itself can often feel like an endless struggle devoid of objective meaning. In this context, he posits that one's response to this absurdity is what shapes the moral landscape. Camus introduces the idea of rebellion against the absurd as a moral stance. Rather than succumbing to nihilism, he argues that individuals should confront absurdity head-on, embracing their freedom and the capacity to create their own meaning. He maintains that acknowledging the absence of inherent meaning does not necessitate despair. Instead, it presents the opportunity to forge one's own values and purpose. This defiance manifests itself in a recognition of the human experience as valuable in its own right, where the struggle itself becomes a source of meaning. Another significant work is The Plague, an allegorical novel that reflects on the human response to suffering and communal existence. Set in the fictional town of Oran, the story depicts the outbreak of bubonic plague, leading to isolation, fear, and existential questions about human behavior in the face of collective hardship. Camus explores themes of solidarity, compassion, and the moral obligations we have towards one another. The characters' responses to the plague, ranging from indifference to acts of heroism, serve as a canvas for examining how individuals navigate ethical choices in desperate situations. In The Plague, Camus advocates for a moral imperative grounded in human solidarity. He suggests that authenticity arises not from individualist pursuits, but rather through recognition of our shared fate. The moral significance of our actions is amplified when we consider the collective experience of suffering. This reflects Camus' belief that engagement with others and acknowledgement of our interconnectedness can lead to a richer moral life. Another pivotal concept in Camus' philosophy is the notion of the absurd hero. Through the character of Sisyphus, he argues that the essence of thriving lies in continuing to push the boulder, despite the inherent futility of the task. In a modern context, this idea resonates with the struggles individuals face today, be it in oppressive political systems, unjust societal norms, or personal hardships. The moral courage required to persist, advocate for change, and strive for justice exemplifies what it means to embrace the absurd hero archetype. Camus emphasizes that the fight against absurdity and injustice is in itself a moral endeavor, urging individuals to assert their values in a world that often appears indifferent. The utility of Camus' moral philosophy becomes particularly salient when we apply his ideas to contemporary dilemmas. Take, for instance, the realm of politics and governance. In an age rife with division, disillusionment, and existential threats, be it climate change, global pandemics, or political oppression, the ethical call to solidarity becomes imperative. Following Camus, one might argue that ethical choices in these scenarios should center not only on individual rights, but also on our responsibility to the broader community. The insignificance of our individual struggles pales in comparison to the collective suffering caused by systemic inequities. Here, Camus' vision of a moral life enhances our understanding of civic responsibility and the need for cooperative action. In the field of medicine, Particularly during crises like the COVID-19 pandemic, Camus' ideas find practical resonance. The moral weight attached to decisions about public health and individual freedoms reflects the tension between personal autonomy and communal well-being. When facing such dilemmas, one might draw from Camus' emphasis on solidarity, the understanding that our health and freedom are intertwined. The choices we make as individuals directly impact the fabric of our society, reinforcing the notion that our morality extends far beyond ourselves. Health professionals and policymakers are called to navigate these ethical waters with a sense of collective responsibility, embodying Camus' call to act against absurdity. Technology provides another fertile ground for the exploration of Camus' moral philosophy. As we advance into an era dominated by artificial intelligence and digital connectivity, questions of ethics and responsibility come to the forefront. The way technology shapes our interactions, often fostering isolation rather than genuine connection, has absurd qualities reminiscent of the plight of Sisyphus. Individuals become entrapped in cycles of consumerism and digital distractions, raising existential questions about purpose and authenticity. In this context, embracing Camus' absurd hero can serve as a reminder to navigate technological advancements with intentionality, fostering deeper human connections and ethical considerations. However, no philosophical exploration is complete without acknowledging criticisms and limitations. A common critique of Camus' ideas is their perceived ambiguity regarding ethical prescriptions. Some argue that while he eloquently describes the absurdity of existence, he does not provide specific guidance for moral action. This leads to concerns about relativism. If we are to forge our own values against the backdrop of absurdity, does this imply that all moral frameworks are equally valid? Critics have noted that this could lead to a form of ethical nihilism, where any action could ultimately be justified by individual interpretations of meaning. In response to such critiques, later thinkers have sought to clarify and expand upon Camus' foundation. Jean-Paul Sartre, a contemporary of Camus, emphasized the importance of freedom and responsibility, further developing the existentialist framework in which ambiguity of meaning does not negate the necessity of ethical commitment. Sartre posited that our choices are bound to create ripples in the world, and thus we bear ultimate responsibility for our actions. This response suggests that while Camus highlights personal agency in confronting absurdity, it is vital to remember the broader consequences of our ethical choices. Connecting Camus to the historical lineage of moral philosophy invites us to reflect on his predecessors and successors. One influential figure is Søren Kierkegaard, whose work emphasized the significance of individual experience and choice in a seemingly indifferent universe. Like Kierkegaard, Camus champions the individual's capacity for self-creation amidst existential ambiguity. On the other hand, in the realm of modern philosophy, Martha Nussbaum draws upon emotions and compassion to formulate an ethics rooted in human experience and vulnerability. Her more recent emphasis on emotions, especially the role of compassion in moral thinking, presents a contrasting yet complementary perspective to Camus' focus on absurdity and rebellion. As we consider the implications of Camus' philosophy in our own lives, it invites us into a reflective space where the embrace of the absurd can lead to authentic engagement with our surroundings. In a world that often feels chaotic and devoid of meaning, Camus beckons us to confront this reality with courage and creativity. The understanding that we possess the agency to define our values and shape our existence fundamentally empowers us to navigate moral uncertainties. Whether in personal relationships, social justice initiatives, or existential choices, Camus provides a lens through which we can cultivate a deeper appreciation for the significance of our actions. In a rapidly changing and often disorienting world, the challenge presented by Camus compels us to think critically about our responses to absurdity. As we grapple with questions of meaning in our everyday lives, let us consider how we might embody the essence of the absurd hero, pushing our boulders with vigor and purpose, forging connections based on solidarity, and striving for ethical engagement as part of our shared human experience. The invitation to embrace the absurd as articulated by Camus is not merely a philosophical exercise, but a pivotal stance that challenges us to reconsider how we engage with the world around us. The moral landscape he paints compels us to act upon the absurd condition of existence without succumbing to despair or nihilism. This perspective has far-reaching implications in modern ethical debates where clarity on moral grounding is often elusive. Understanding how to navigate a life devoid of absolute truths becomes essential when we confront moral dilemmas shaped by cultural, social, and technological shifts. For instance, consider the ongoing debates around climate change. The urgency of this crisis often leads to a sense of helplessness among individuals, an overwhelming pressure that can breed disillusionment or apathy toward collective efforts. From a Camusian perspective, acknowledging the absurdity of our existence, where human actions seemingly falter in the face of vast ecological systems, invites us to defiantly push back against the tide of despair. The recognition that there may be no ultimate cosmic justice or purpose does not preclude the possibility of our actions being meaningful. Instead, it underscores a moral obligation to engage with the environment authentically. Each small act, be it reducing waste, supporting policy change, or raising awareness, represents a defiant rebellion against the hopelessness that can accompany such a daunting challenge. In political discourse, Camus' philosophy further animates our understanding of civil responsibility. Take, for example, the current division seen in many societies between different ideological factions. While it may be easy to retreat into echo chambers that validate one's beliefs, Camus' emphasis on solidarity urges us to transcend individualism. Engaging with those who hold differing views, even if challenging, aligns with his call for a moral life defined by our interconnectedness. When looking at social justice movements, whether focusing on racial equality, gender rights, or economic disparities, the ethical responsibility to align oneself with collective struggles becomes paramount. Camus encourages us to realize that actions taken in defense of justice are not just for the self, but rather a manifestation of empathy and shared humanity. This sentiment resonates through movements where grassroots activism, often born from seemingly small, personal actions create waves of change. The moral act of standing alongside marginalized communities reinforces the idea that our lives are intrinsically tied to the lives of others, reflecting a core tenet of Camus' philosophy. The implications of his thought extend into the realm of personal ethics as well. Many people often grapple with issues related to mental health, existential crises, and feelings of isolation, especially in today's fast-paced, digitally connected world. For those who confront such darkness, embracing the absurd offers a pathway to finding solace amid chaos. Camus' exploration of meaning invites individuals to seek purpose not in external validations or existential certainties, but in the richness of their lived experiences. Activities such as art, relationships, and acts of kindness become means through which we forge our individual meanings. By choosing to engage in life authentically, to love, to create, and to assert oneself against despair, we enact the moral rebellion that Camus lauds. Yet this journey towards a fulfilling moral existence is not without challenges, and as we navigate ethical landscapes, one must also wrestle with the criticisms and limitations of embracing the absurd full-heartedly. The perceived ambiguity of Camus' philosophical stance poses a significant conundrum. If morality is inherently subjective and individualistic, built on a foundation of personal meaning rather than absolute principles, how do we sustain a coherent ethical framework amidst diverse interpretations? Detractors argue that this might lead to moral relativism, where the very fabric of societal norms and legal systems could be undermined by the assertion that each person's interpretation of morality holds equal weight. To address these critiques, it is essential to look at how contemporary philosophers and ethicists have expanded upon Camus' ideas. Building upon his existentialist roots, Thinkers such as Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre offered frameworks that recognized the collective dimensions of morality while emphasizing individual agency and responsibility. De Beauvoir's work on ethics and feminism, for example, explores the moral implications of choices made in context, suggesting that we must always consider the impact of our freedom on the freedom of others. Here, the tension between individual choice and collective ethical responsibility finds a richer formulation within the existential tradition. Moreover, later ethical models, such as care ethics and virtue ethics, begin to weave together aspects of personal agency championed by existentialism with the relational nature of moral existence. Martha Nussbaum, in particular, highlights the importance of emotions and shared human vulnerability in her capabilities approach. By drawing attention to the emotional dimensions of our ethical lives, Nussbaum offers a counterpoint to the perceived individualism found in Camus, emphasizing that recognizing our shared human experiences can provide a foundation for collective ethical commitments. As we trace the legacy of Camus through this historical lens, we see his ideas reverberate across generations of ethical inquiry. He stands alongside Kierkegaard, whose existential dilemmas illuminate the need for personal authenticity within a world filled with uncertainty. Similarly, contemporary discussions around ethics are nurtured by Camus' legacy, as his focus on the absurd pushes thinkers to grapple with the complexities of human existence in a modern context. The interplay between discovering personal meaning and acknowledging the importance of community resonates through the writings of various moral philosophers seeking answers to the pressing ethical questions of our time. Engaging with Camus' thoughts about the absurd invites us to introspectively contemplate how we might approach our moral choices daily. In a world often rife with uncertainty and unpredictability, the challenge is to seek purpose and connection despite our inherent existential struggles. Confronted with the absurd, how do we choose to express our values? How do we advocate for the rights of others? The implications of Camus' philosophy implore us to not only search for meaning in our existence, but to actively engage with the world in ways that affirm our individual and collective responsibilities. Imagine a scenario where you're faced with a moral dilemma, perhaps regarding a colleague who engages in unethical practices within your workplace. The absurdist perspective compels you to reflect not only on your position, but on the implications of your actions, on the moral fibers of your community, and your own integrity. Doing nothing might align with self-preservation, but from a Camusian reflection, one must also consider what solidarity means in a situation that can silence ethical voices. This reflection moves us from a place of individual concern to communal accountability, where taking a stand becomes an act of rebellion against not only the specific wrongdoing, but also the broader acceptance of ethical compromises. Similarly, in personal relationships, when faced with conflict or disconnection, one may draw from Camus' tenets to reassess how to engage authentically. The idea that each interaction can help forge meaning provides an impetus to reach out and connect, even amid misunderstanding or difficulty. The pursuit of human connection may sometimes feel futile against the backdrop of life's inherent absurdities, yet it is this very struggle that enriches our experiences. By maintaining awareness of how our actions impact others, we train ourselves to push back against the isolation that may accompany our modern existence. Overall, as we engage deeply with Camus' philosophical insights, we become equipped with tools to navigate the moral complexities of our contemporary world. The act of recognizing absurdity in our lives does not disempower us. Instead, it can empower us to act with intention and defiance. The challenge lies in pushing our boulders with dedication, striving for connection in a seemingly indifferent universe, while embracing our shared humanity amidst chaos. In embracing these ideas, there lies an opportunity for a life of profound moral significance, entering a dialogue with the world that recognizes the beauty of our collective struggle while steadily affirming our individual agency. Let us carry these reflections with us, acknowledging that while we may often feel lost, It is our choices and responses to the absurdity that define our paths. How can we align our daily actions and ethical inquiries with the compassion we discover in the embrace of our shared human struggle? In the spirit of Camus, let us carry forth in courage, committed to our boulders and the moral lives we aim to shape. Camus' exploration of the absurd isn't just confined to philosophical abstractions. It also extends into the practical realms of daily life and societal systems, inviting us to consider how his ideas resonate across diverse dimensions of human experience. One area where this engagement is particularly pertinent is in the ethical discourse surrounding technology. The rapid advancement of artificial intelligence and digital connectivity poses significant moral and existential dilemmas. With the constant evolution of technology, we often find ourselves questioning how these developments shape our humanity, our relationships, and our sense of agency. In this context, Camus' philosophy offers a useful lens through which we can navigate the complexities that arise. Consider the emergence of AI technologies that automate decision-making processes, often replacing human judgment in critical aspects of life, from job applications and medical diagnoses to law enforcement practices. The tension here mirrors the absurd in that, while these technologies promise efficiency and improved outcomes, they may also lead to alienation and further disconnection, distancing humanity from the decision-making processes that determine our fates. Camus reminds us that acknowledging this absurdity, the potential loss of agency, and the commodification of human experiences, invites us to rebel against uncritical acceptance of these systems. Instead, we are called to actively engage with these technologies, to question their implications, and to strive for ethical safeguards that reflect our shared humanity. In this light, applying Camus' ideas to technology emphasizes the need for reflection about how we employ our tools. By recognizing that technology often circles us into a cycle of distraction and isolation, we might choose to push back against the tide of automation by emphasizing authenticity in human interaction. The pursuit of genuine connections, community engagement, and collective well-being becomes an act of rebellion against the alienation fostered by technological dependency. Whether it's through fostering meaningful relationships in professional settings or pushing for ethical practices in tech companies, we embody the absurd hero when we take responsibility for the impacts of our technological choices, not just on ourselves, but on the broader society. Further exploring modern ethical dilemmas through the lens of Camus also leads us to consider how his thoughts play out in the context of environmental ethics. The existential threat posed by climate change embodies the absurd through the contrast between individual human efforts and the overwhelming scale of the ecological crisis. As climate action advocates grapple with despair over the apparent futility of their efforts amid global inaction, they may resonate with the notion of absurdity that Camus articulated. Yet, rather than succumbing to hopelessness, there lies an opportunity to view individual actions and collective movements as meaningful expressions of engagement with the world. This becomes particularly crucial as we recognize the interconnected nature of humanity and the environment. The destruction of ecosystems and the inequalities perpetuated within climate dialogues reflect deeper existential concerns that challenge our moral responsibilities. Camus' assertion that the recognition of absurdity does not strip life of worth, but permits us to deliberate on our values pushes us toward involvement. Every act of conservation or advocacy, no matter how small, can hold significance. The ethical call to combat climate change thus not only becomes about the larger political initiatives, but also the individual choices we make in our daily lives. It implores citizens to embrace their roles in this collective struggle, transcending the notion of individual nihilism in favor of community stewardship and activism in pursuit of a sustainable future. Navigating the complexities of moral responsibility also intersects with debates surrounding bioethics and medical decision-making, a realm deeply impacted by contemporary existential challenges, especially during crises like the recent pandemic. The experiences of healthcare workers and policymakers reflect a struggle reminiscent of Camus' ideas within The Plague. As healthcare systems became overwhelmed, the values of solidarity, authentic engagement, and the moral obligations toward one another came to the forefront of public discourse. Healthcare professionals not only faced the existential strain of managing life and death decisions, but also wrestled with the ethical implications of their roles in the crisis. As medical professionals confronted issues of resource allocation, access to care, and vaccine distribution, the absurdity of their situations became glaringly apparent. How to save lives in a system stretched thin, where choices often determined whose life is deemed more worthy of intervention. For Camus, the ethical imperative is rooted not in abstract rules, but in our shared humanity. The notion of solidarity requires acknowledging the interconnectedness of all individuals, recognizing that our well-being heavily depends on the welfare of others. In moments of crisis, recalling the moral lessons underscored by Camus can empower us to advocate fiercely for equitable healthcare, urging systems to prioritize compassion and empathy amid challenging decisions. Despite these connections to modern dilemmas, it's essential to consider the criticisms that often challenge Camus' ideas. Critics may argue that Camus' emphasis on individual agency in confronting absurdity lacks sufficient attention to the structural inequalities that affect moral choice. This critique raises important points about how power dynamics and societal structures can constrain individual actions. For instance, the struggles faced by marginalized groups reveal that not all individuals have equal capacities to engage with the absurd hero's journey. The privilege of choice is often accompanied by privilege in various forms, be it socioeconomic resources, access to education, or healthcare, that shape one's ability to make moral decisions. In addressing these critiques, we turn to the works of contemporary philosophers who expand upon Camus' foundational ideas while weaving in the realities of systemic injustice and collective ethics. Notably, thinkers like Iris Marion Young and Alasdair MacIntyre engage with the concepts of agency and moral responsibility, illustrating how shared narratives and social contexts shape our ethical lives. Young's discussions on the relationship between structural injustice and individual action remind us that while we may seek to assert our values amid absurd circumstances, we must also recognize the limitations imposed by broader societal contexts that influence our moral choices. Furthermore, the journey towards embracing Camus' understanding of the absurd hero can integrate narratives from communal experiences as seen in social movements. Here, we find an important pathway to expand upon Camus' legacy as the moral landscape strengthens when grounded in collective struggle. The bonds forged within movements provide supportive structures that empower individuals to rise as absurd heroes in pursuit of change. Just as Camus urged a rebellion against the indifferent universe, today's activists embody that rebellion by uniting their voices against systems of oppression. In terms of how Camus' philosophy continues to resonate in contemporary discussions, we see parallels in the writings of contemporary ethicist Judith Butler. Butler's exploration of vulnerability, interdependence, and recognition of the complex relationships at play in social justice movements enriches our understanding of moral responsibility. By placing emphasis on the relational aspect of ethical life, Butler critiques the notion of individualism that can stem from an absurdist reading, reminding us that embracing interdependence is crucial to forging a vibrant ethical life. The ongoing dialogue around these themes encourages us to consider where Camus fits within the broader spectrum of moral philosophy, particularly in how we can adapt his insights to the complexities of modern ethical concerns. His legacy teaches us that while individuals have the agency to evoke personal meaning within an abstract existence, reckoning with our communal responsibilities fosters a more robust moral framework. As we engage with his teachings, we are reminded of the necessity of pursuing authentic connections and collective endeavors, reinforcing that choices made in the spirit of solidarity can indeed amplify our individual efforts against systemic injustices. As we reflect on these various facets of Camus' philosophy, we are drawn back to the heart of moral inquiry. How can we authentically live in a world tinged with absurdity? His exhortation to engage boldly with life, pushing our boulders with determination, serves as an enduring invitation to reflect on our own lives. In navigating our unique moral landscapes, we become cognizant of the ethical dilemmas we encounter, the absurdities we face, and the shared responsibility we hold in forging meaning. In essence, Camus' teachings compel us to act not only for ourselves, but also in recognition of our ties to others. As we step into the world each day, we possess the agency to reshape our interactions and seek connections that affirm our humanity amid the chaos. The power lies in our choices, to extend our hands in solidarity, to advocate for those whose voices are stifled, and to assert our ethical values in the face of adversity. Addressing the absurd might remind us that life, while perhaps lacking objective meaning, becomes a canvas for the values we choose to embody. Whether it is standing up against injustice, cultivating empathy in relationships, or simply confronting the isolation that can come from technology, we are afforded the opportunity to be active participants in shaping our moral realities. In embracing the legacy of Camus, we encounter not just a philosophical perspective, but a call to profound engagement with the ethical challenges that define our lived experiences. In closing, let us consider how Camus' exploration of the absurd can help illuminate our paths as we navigate complexity, uncertainty, and the innate interconnectedness of human life. In this spirit, may we each find the strength and courage to push our boulders forward. In moments of despair, let us recall that there is significance in our struggles, and through our actions, we can affirm a shared humanity that pushes against the indifference of the universe. The call to live authentically within the absurd invites us to leverage our thoughts and actions in service of the greater good. In this, we can find meaning amid the chaos and chaos that defines the human experience, reminding ourselves that it is through collective effort that we can create moments of genuine connection and strive toward ethical engagement across our diverse moral landscapes.